माता जी, यू आर ऑन म्यूट माता जी।
आई एम सॉरी, वेलकम टू भक्त संघ कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल अगेन। थैंक यू, थैंक यू सो मच। वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव हिज होलीनेस जय अद्वैता स्वामी महाराज टू एनलाइटिंग अस ऑन द टॉपिक ग्लोरीज ऑफ वराह देव। आई वुड लाइक टू हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू टिफनी माता जी टू गिव द
माताजी,
प्रेजेंटेशन।
इफ महाराज हैज ज्वाइन देन वी डोंट नीड एनी।
ओके, हरे कृष्ण महाराज, दंडवत प्रणाम। प्लीज एक्सेप्ट for humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for giving your very valuable time and association to us. I would like to hand over the call to you, Maharaj.
Do you have kirtan?
We can't hear you, Maharaj.
You have a sound. Can you hear me?
Yeah, your voice is very low, Maharaj.
Okay, let's see what we can do about that. Voice is very low. Let's see. Settings are good. Still low?
Yes, Maharaj, voice is very low.
Now it's better, right?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribharadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribharadhari Jashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Jamunatira Vanachadi Jamunatira Vanachadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihadi Radha Madhava Kunjabihadi Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribharadhari Jashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Jamunatira Vana Chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnupad Purnaman Supari Praja Kacharja Ashtotar Satashri Srimad Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Nam Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Sham Kundaradha Kunigiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai, Navadip Tham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Jamana Mai Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande Hari Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, let me arrange my screen just a bit and then we will continue. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:13:44. Vidhunvata Vedamayam Nijam Vapur Janastapa Satya Nivasino Vayam Shuddha Shikodhuta Shivam Bindubhir Vrijyamana Prashamisha Pavitaha Vidhunvata Vedamayam Nijam Vapur. Janastapa Satya Nivasino Vayam Shatashikod Huta Shivam Bupun Bindubhir Vrimijyamana Vrishamisha Pavitaha. I don't know what you're doing. But let me just exit full screen so that I can get back to my own, what I was doing. Vidhun vata veda mayam nijam vapur janastapa satya nivasino vayam sata shiko dhuta shivambu bindubhir vrimrijyamana vrishamisha pavitaha vidhun vata veda mayam nijam vapur janastapa satya nivasino vayam Sata shikodhuta shivambu bindupir vrimrijyamana vrishamisha pavitaha. Vidhunvata, while shaking, Vedamayam personified Vedas, Nijam on Vapu Padi. Janaha, the Janaloka planetary system. Tapaha, the Tapaloka planetary system. Satya, the Satyaloka planetary system. Nivasinaha, the inhabitants. Vayam, we. Shurta, hairs on the shoulder. Shika, Udhuta, sustained by the tip of the hair. Shiva, auspicious. Ambu, water. Bindubhi, by the particles. Vrimrijyamana, we are thus sprinkled by. Brisham, highly. Isha, O Supreme Lord. Pavitaha, purified. O Supreme Lord, undoubtedly we are inhabitants of the most pious planets, the Jana, Tapas, and Satyalokas. But still we have been purified by the drops of water sprinkled from your shoulder hairs by the shaking of your body. Purport. Ordinarily the body of a hog is considered impure, but one should not consider that the hog incarnation assumed by the Lord is also impure. That form of the Lord is the personified Vedas and is transcendental. The inhabitants of the Janas, Jana, Tapas, and Satyalokas are the most pious persons in the material world. But because those planets are situated in the material world, there are so many material impurities there also. Therefore, when the drops of water from the tips of the Lord's shoulder hairs were sprinkled upon the bodies of the inhabitants of the higher planets, they felt purified. The Ganges water is pure because of its emanating from the toe of the Lord, and there is no difference between the water emanating from the toe and that from the tips of the hair on the shoulder of Lord Bor. They are both absolute and transcendental. Om Agyana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Putale Swayam Rupakata Mahyam Shri Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Chattopada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Stam Sivivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Kuruna Sindho Dina Pandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Kolpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Dama, Rama Dama, Hare Hare. Vidhun Vata Vedamayam Nijam Vapur, Janastapa Satya Nivasino Vayam. Shakta Shikod Huta Shivambu Bindu Pir Vrimijyamana Vrisham Isha Pavitaha. The boar incarnation appeared, Krishna appeared in the form of a boar and lifted the earth which had fallen into the lower regions of the universe into the Garbhodak ocean. And while coming out of the ocean, he shook his shoulders. The hogs do that. They have these hairs on their spine, and when they come out of a mucky pool of water, they shake their bodies. And typically the water, mucky water from their backs is sprayed in different directions. And if you're nearby, you get your cloth dirty and so on. So normally the hogs, boars, hogs, are filthy. And one is contaminated if they sprinkle that mucky water on your cloth. But the sages prayed that we're being purified. Although we're the inhabitants of Janaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka. The very exalted planets above the heavenly planets. The planets of the sages. Although we're in that status, we're being purified by the water that's coming from your body. This is not less than the auspicious water from the Ganges, which comes from the foot of the Lord. Because the Lord is Vedamaya. He's the personified Vedas. In the course of these prayers, the sages have said that the different parts of your body are the different ingredients of yajna, sacrifice. Everything is there in the transcendental body of the Lord. So, Janas Tapa Satya Nivasana, where the inhabitants of these higher planets, but we consider it so auspicious that you've sprinkled this, it's like the water from the Arti ceremony, you've sprinkled this water on us. Because even the residents of the higher planets are still affected by the contamination of material nature. So, pavitaha, isha pavitaha, O Supreme Controller, Supreme Lord, we're being purified by your mercy. By your mercy. So this is the business of Krishna. Sambhavami yuge yuge. He appears in different ages. Paratranaya sadhuna vinashaya chuduskrita. For the benefit of everyone. And it doesn't matter. He may appear as half lion, half man. He may appear as a fish, a tortoise, a boar. He may appear as a king. He may appear as a coward boy. He's always the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's not that because he appears in the lower species, therefore he is any lower. He's always completely transcendental. He's always full of knowledge, full of bliss. This is Krishna. This is Krishna. He appeared in order to rescue the earth, which had fallen from its natural position. The demigods approached the Lord from the. They approached Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma didn't even approach the Lord. Just while he was thinking what to do, the demigods were informing him, this is the situation, the earth has fallen. So while he was thinking about what to do, this tiny boar came from his nostril and then grew bigger and bigger. And Brahma could understand that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Lord, in the mood of a boar, picked up the earth with his tusk and rescued the earth. He rescued the earth. The Keshavadrita Shukara Rupa Jaya Jagadishare. although he appears, he seems, of course, he's not an ordinary boar. He took a huge form as Brahadev. And he, of course, there are two Varaha incarnations described in third canto. The descriptions have been merged. But initially, or actually, although in the account the two descriptions are merged, there are two boar incarnations, red, one white, one red. In one incarnation, he uplifts the earth, and in the other, he kills Hiranyaksha, the demon Hiranyaksha. In two different manvantaras. One is the Swayambhuva manvantara, the other may be Chakshush manvantara, the two ages. So only the less intelligent people consider or think that when Krishna appears, he's an ordinary hog or an ordinary tortoise or an ordinary human being. He's always in the transcendental position. Avajananti mamudha manashim tanamashutam parambhavam ajananto mambhutamesha. Only those who don't, who are fools, dullards, mudha, think that Krishna is an ordinary human being or an ordinary boor. All right, are there some questions?
Thank you so much, Maharaj, for such a nectarian class. I request the devotees, if anybody have any questions or realizations, please, you can please go ahead and ask Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. You very nicely explained to us that when the Lord appears in these other incarnations and other forms, that he is still in every way the Lord. And I was just wondering if there was a particular reason why the Supreme Lord chooses these certain incarnations.
To have a good time. That's one thing, he enjoys it. Another thing is to benefit those species in which he appears. The other boars, the other fish, the other tortoises will benefit. He comes in all the different species of life for that reason. And another reason is just to create some wonderful subject matter for us to hear about. The various dramas of the Lord are played for that reason. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you so much, Maharaj. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your answer.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Just a follow up on the answer you just gave. He said that he one of the reasons that he takes these different forms is to benefit those various species. So I'm wondering, do they benefit by what he associates with, you know, like when he's a fish, he associates with other fish. When he's a boar, he associates with other boars. How do they benefit?
Yes, the fish, it's mentioned, they see, oh, here's an extraordinary fish. They appreciate. Boar, we don't hear that about Lord Boar hanging out with other boars, but still they'll benefit somehow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's basically what I say too, somehow.
Okay, thank you, Maharaj.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I request devotees, if anybody have any other questions, you can please go ahead, or we can end the call here.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
So thank you so much, Maharaj, for giving your valuable time to us. And please forgive me, I send a mail very late for giving the information about how to join. And Maharaj, my question is, when the Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that, the devotees who worship that presiding deities, they go to their planet. Or then you said when Varadev, he appears, he benefits the spaces who are in that spaces. So the worshippers of Varadev, where they go, they become what they become?
They become liberated. I was just reading, I think Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that, or Baladev Vidyabhushan, one or the other, was saying that all of these incarnations have their own planets in the spiritual world also. So their devotees can go and join them there, should they so desire. Is that okay?
Yeah, thank you, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Dandavat Pranam. One confirmation, clarification, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj, for the nice class. This one, this pastime of Varahadev happened before Maharaj Priyavrata divided the Bhumandala, right, Maharaj? This Varahadev pastime. And Varahadev lifted the entire Bhumandala, which is not just only the earth planet.
Excuse me?
Varahadev lifted the entire Bhumandala, which includes the planet.
Specified that he did that.
Sorry, Maharaj?
The text doesn't specify that he lifted the entire Bhumandala.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you, Maharaj.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to you. All glories to you. Maharaj, since now 2 days after we have Varaha Dwadashi, so what should be our mood while observing that Varaha Dwadashi, or what should be our prayers to Lord Varadev?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Yeah, chant Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj. That's wonderful. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay.
Yeah, if nobody have any questions, we can end the call here. Thank you so much once again, Maharaj, for such
beautiful class.
Let's pay our obeisances to Maharaj and all the devotees in the call. Vancha kalpata rupyasya krupa sindupya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavishnu namo namo
pavanebhyo
srimad bhagavatam ki jay
hari
hari hari
krishna
maharaj dhanwat pranam.
Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.